You are listening to Fly Like an Angel. Fly Like an Angel is supported by arrangemymortgage.com.
Firstly, Jay, welcome to the club. It's been an interesting week or so, but how are you and how are you feeling about everything?
Yeah, all good. I'm sort of delighted to be here, and it's been a manic sort of few days, but one I'm already enjoying, to be honest, and it's something that I like kind of working with that, add a bit of pressure, if you like, and loads to do, but no, I'm really enjoying it and excited for what the season holds.
Brilliant. And so obviously we all, I mean, unless there's been a Tunbridge Angels fan living in a hole, everyone should know who you are. But to tell us a little bit about yourself and sort of just briefly a bit about your background and how you got to where you are now, if that's all right.
Yeah, I obviously played from a young age. I was at Gillingham and then kind of moved into the non-league circuit and Gravesend and Northleigh as it was back then. And Margate, played a lot of games at Margate and then finished at Maidstone, ended up taking over there as manager and kind of temporary for 10 games, I think it was, and ended up there about 10 years later. So it was something I kind of fell into, really, but and something I wasn't sure if I really wanted to do. But Bill Williams down at Maidstone kind of said that he could see me being a manager, and it kind of went from there. So and then obviously that ended. We had some good years there, as I think a lot of people in Kent know. And then obviously moved down to help Margate out. And kind of, it's been a bit disrupted down there. It was tough, really. Obviously, with COVID, as a lot of clubs have found out. I've sort of been there 3 years and completed one season, which was this season. And we had a decent season and was trying to build a squad and try and build the club, really, sort of step by step. And then obviously they were approached by Tunbridge last Thursday, I think it was, to speak to me. And I just felt it was an opportunity I couldn't turn down, really. I live locally, so it's kind of 15 minutes, 20 minutes from my house. It just, with a new pitch going in and just everything felt right, to be honest. I'd had a few offers over the last few seasons, but at a similar level and stuff, but nothing really jumped at me. But this really appealed, and I'm delighted that after having the interview, that the board decided to go myself. And as I say, looking forward to it and a lot of work ahead, but really looking forward to it.
No, that's brilliant. I think when you, we mentioned this on this week's podcast, but when you actually think about it, when you think about yourself, you think of everything the club's going. The more I sort of thought about your name right at the start, the more I sort of think about it, the more everything clicks and you think, actually, no, it really does make sense. One thing, obviously, you know, you've obviously put out a list of players that won't be staying on next year, and I'm not going to ask you at all to talk about anything else that hasn't been said. And obviously, with this particular player, we don't know if he's staying or not. But am I right in thinking that Tom Parkinson, who obviously is our academy manager, was working with the academy at Maidstone when you were at Maidstone as well?
Yeah, we worked together there. Obviously, I did the academy alongside the first team and also all the other youth sort of stuff there. So
yeah.
Me and Tom have worked together before and in the academy, and he's someone I've known a long time. And I actually played with him when he was first starting his career.
Oh, cool.
He was a young right back at the time when I was coming to the end of my career. So, and no, I've known him a long time, and he's a good lad, Tom. Someone that obviously I'd like to keep at the club.
Yeah.
I know he has a big part to play, and the club think highly of him. So, yeah, he's someone that I see playing a big part moving forward.
No, that's really cool, and I'm sure for fans it'd be good to hear that. A random question that I've had someone ask me to ask you. Obviously, you are, and this is a big thing for Tunbridge Angels, you're a full-time manager, which is, in modern times, is the first time I think Tunbridge have had a full-time manager. This is such a random question, but someone said, in between you leaving Maidstone and being now, have you had a day job that you're now giving up to be full-time manager, separate to football?
I've sort of stayed in football coaching, so I was working for a company, Soccer Elite, that my friend Lee Spinner owns. So when I left Maidstone, I had the option of staying on and doing the academy, but I didn't think it was right to. So I just stayed in football coaching, really. and have been working with Soccer Elite and then doing a little bit for Margate of things, helping them with their soccer schools and stuff. So just staying around football, yeah. So I've not had to give anything up, which is good. Obviously, it restricts what I can do with them. But what it allows me to do is, like today, I'm on my way to watch the academy at Dartford because I want to see what's sort of coming through. I know, obviously, you've had young Luca coming through and Joe I saw play at the weekend, who did really well. And so for me, it's really good that I get to see these players. And so that's part of it. And I'm obviously always available to go and meet players, which, again, I'm doing later today. So for me, I think the way the club want to go and what I found with the 3G being put in at Maidstone, I found was it suddenly becomes like the centre of the town, almost like the community hub. And I think my experience of getting the youth and the soccer side and things like that, I can have an input in and help the club try and grow things like that. So hopefully I can be a benefit to them on not just the footballing side, but also building the club behind the scenes.
No, that's brilliant. That's really good to hear as well. And I know you've obviously only been in the job, what, 2-3 days now, so I completely expect you may not have an answer to this, but have you discussed, and is there a goal? Like, is there a long-term plan that your goal as well coming into this, where you think you want the club to be in a certain position or place, or is it just take things slowly and yeah?
I mean, when we spoke in the interview, I kind of I wouldn't come to the club if it was just to try and survive. It was kind of, if I'm going to jump up, I want to push on again. I obviously managed in the National League. I had the opportunity to go into the Football League, and it kind of, for whatever reason, it didn't happen, and I kind of want to get back to that level if I can. And so I wanted to come to a club that want to push on. I've got ideas of eventually getting into the National League. The good thing with the ball was they didn't sit me down and go, you've got to win the league next year. It was kind of, we want to kind of be looking up rather than over our shoulder trying to stay up, if that makes sense. Which, first and foremost, I want to just say Mac has done an unbelievable, he's a friend of mine, and he's someone that's done a brilliant job at the club, and he's someone I respect. So I've got to kind of continue that work on, but then he's kind of laid a foundation, if you like, and now I've got to try and build on that, if you like. So as you can see from yesterday, I started, I know you said you don't want to talk about it, but you're fine with me. I'm very open in my interviews, and I'll answer any questions put to me. And like with regards to the players, I just felt, for me coming in, the players were due, they've been here a long time, some of them, and they were due that respect to be dealt with early, so and told where they stood. They've got families and bills to pay and things, so it was a case of looking at players and thinking, right, I maybe don't see them being part of what I'm trying to do. Maybe it's like their position, I've got targets in mind. And to be honest, I've got to give credit to them. All of them were excellent. Their attitudes, they were disappointed, obviously, but at the same time, they completely respected it, and I had good conversations with them and said I'd help any of them any way I can. So, and moving forward, I'm having meetings over the next day or two just to try and get some of the other lads tied up I'd like to keep. You may find that some of the ones I'd like to keep still want to go elsewhere, but we'll be working hard to get a team that all fans will come and be excited by and try and, like I say, push up the leagues and be really competitive at the level.
No, that's really good to hear. And sort of last couple of things just to ask, if that's all right. And once again, I'm not gonna ask you to name any names at all. But have you got in your mind, like, have you got, once you know what players, have you got, like, in your mind players that you think would be up for coming to the club? Or is it a case of now, right, you've got to start fresh and do some searching? Or is it a mixture of both?
No, I think one thing, I've been around the southeast level of football managing for a long time, so I know a lot of players in the area, a lot of players at all different leagues where I've worked in all the leagues. You'll see at Margate last year, I signed 3 or 4 lads from Kent League that were playing regularly for me at Lyon Prem. So I'm not afraid to sort of take players if I think they're good enough. Even us in the youth team, the academy, if they're good enough, I'll give them opportunities. Obviously, as a manager, you've got targets. I've already spoke to 2 or 3, but I have made them fully aware that my sole priority is to get the existing squad sorted first. I think that's only right to do. Once they're done, then I can speak a bit more seriously with the other targets. I'm still working on the backroom staff, obviously. Which will hopefully be confirmed within the next week. So there's loads to do, and I mean, I'm already really enjoying it. It's the targets I've got, I think, will improve us. And at the end of the day, when you're releasing players, you kind of want to try and bring in players that you feel are better or are going to improve the team more, and that'll be my aim.
No, brilliant. And then, so, yeah, I'm sure at some point we'll catch up once the things are a lot more in stone. There's not too much I get to talk about now other than just find out about yourself. So I hear a rumour that you've got a Maidstone tattoo. Is that right?
That's wrong. No, no, I do have tattoos, but yeah, there's no chance of someone mentioned that on Twitter, actually. I hope they're not serious. No, I don't have a Maidstone.
That's good news. That's good news, because I put a joke out saying that we've got our away kit is Maidstone's home kit. We've got a 3G pitch, and now we've got their old manager. But no, I'm joking. That's the last we'll mention of the M word. So don't worry about that.
No problem at all.
But no, thanks for coming on, Jay. It's been good to chat to you. As I say, I'm sure we'll chat more in the future. But the key thing someone said on this week's, well, Trevor said on this week's podcast, was one thing Macca did do around the club was interact with fans, and we know from Maidstone fans and Margate fans love you, and I'm sure that's something that the club would have seen in you and that you're going to do, and I think everyone's, for who I've spoken to as a whole, everyone's really, really excited to see where the club's going and to get you on board. So yeah.
That's great. I appreciate that. But I mean, what you'll find with me is, as I say, always approachable. You'll find the players, I'll make sure they're in the bar, win, lose or draw, and they sort of mingle with the supporters and try and ask any questions, as tough as that can be sometimes when you lose a game. But it's something that I've always tried to do, and hopefully we'll continue to do that and we can have some good times together.
Brilliant. And thank you so much, Jay. It's been great to chat to you. And good luck with the next few weeks. It's going to be a lot of hard work. And hopefully speak to you soon.
Lovely. Cheers,
mate. Nice one. Cheers, Jay. Thank you, mate. Bye.